Was essentially confronted with two types of people, those who fail from human weakness and those who fail from a malice, that is, those who are much tougher, and as St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe pointed out, those of the malicious ilk are much rarer than those who lose their soul simply out of human weakness. But the Lord had to try to find a way in order to reconcile both. And in today's Gospel, He gives a perfect example of his strategy. For it seems that he particularly took pains to befriend the Pharisees and the scribes because they had the greater illness. They despised him because they knew he was the Messiah and sought to undo his ministry. But the man with dropsy signifies those who simply fall out of their human weakness. And so the man with dropsy would present himself to the Lord, where the Pharisees and scribes, in the case of the Pharisees and scribes, the Lord had to present himself. And so he would befriend them and use those opportunities to seek to cure the both. And he would do one by the miracles that he worked for the man today, and he would do for the other by trying to teach them and bring them out of their pride in order that they may not lord it over the peoples, ultimately, which they wanted to do, keep the authority and the power they had and not change it in any way, but exercise it in a means that they saw fit. And so he would constantly try to bring them to their senses. And so he points out to them the folly of their position. And yet we still see how obstinate they remain, for they remain silent in face of the logic of God himself. For he simply is trying to point out when he talks about the son and the ox falling in the cistern, what one amongst you would not let such peril befall your own son or your own animal? How much more so must I not let this peril fall in humanity? For I have came to rescue you from the cistern that you have fallen into. But with one, he would accept the mercy of God because he would present himself to Almighty God, receive the healing and cure, and ultimately dropsy signifies those who are bowed down by the pleasures of the flesh, whereas the Pharisees and the scribes were bogged down by what is in essence a much more dangerous vice, because they were avaricious, and they were avaricious for power, which is much harder to cure. But the Lord would spend hours in their presence, seeking always to bring them to a deeper understanding. And indeed, we know that in some cases he was successful, but Scripture seems to indicate for the most part he was not, and it was not because of lack of effort on the Christ. And so we must also learn not to lack any effort in dedicating ourselves first to our own conversion and then to the conversion of sinners, and most especially those most hardened sinners who seem to set themselves up as rivals of Christ. Notice how they operate. They did not answer his question because they knew to do so would to admit the rightness of his position. But when he was not in their presence, they would constantly, as it were, use this. Indeed, they would try to foment the people. The people signify those who fall out of weakness by using the very thing that our Lord told them not to use this day against him. For they would constantly try to point out, does he not cure on the Sabbath? How can he be the Messiah? And the Lord came in order to teach them that what Scripture had foretold is precisely that. It is on the new Sabbath that he would establish that precisely we will receive our greatest curing. For it was on the Sabbath that he would do that tremendous work of love by offering that sacred humanity he received from the Immaculate Virgin up for the salvation of man and the curing of sinners. And so let us rejoice this day to see the Lord in operation, trying to bring his mercy to the most hardened and also to the weak, so that we know and we can have complete confidence that no matter what state we are in, the Lord in this life is constantly lurking, working for our conversion, working for our sanctification. And so let us avail ourselves as much as is possible for us to his mercy, so that in experiencing his mercy, we may strive always to bring it to all souls, so that this mystery of the body suffering along with Christ for the salvation of souls will be perpetuated until the end of time and be seen by all men, the most hardened as in the case of some of the Pharisees, and the weak as in the case of the man of Drupsi. But always and everywhere it is one and one who seeks their salvation. It is the Christ, and he constantly does so by offering himself up. For the very fact that he went into the homes of the Pharisees to befriend them is a form of offering himself up. The fact that he gave himself the curing power, the curing power left him this day to cure the man of dropsy, is symbolic of our Lord's emptying himself totally for ourselves on Mount Calvary. And so we truly have nothing to fear, not the trials and the tribulations, not our own weakness, and not those who would seek to bring down the kingdom of Christ. For he is the good king who leads his church in mercy, but he is also the firm king who brings his justice upon those who do not avail themselves of his mercy. And so let us strive always first to avail ourselves to his mercy, and then seek that mercy for all souls until we have departed from this life, where we will join our good God together for all eternity, if we have been faithful to him who was faithful to us.
Christus.